Hello, this is AJ, and welcome to this month's mini story. Let's get started. There was a cat named Socrates. What was the cat's name? The cat's name was Socrates. Was his name Philip, or was his name Socrates? His name was Socrates. And what was Socrates? A cat. Socrates was a cat. And Socrates had a dream. Socrates wanted to win the World Kissing Championship. He wanted to win the World Kissing Championship. And so, he practiced every day. He trained every day. What did Socrates want to win? The World Kissing Championship, which they have every year. Did he want to win the World Series, the baseball championship? No, he didn't want to win the World Series. What did he want to win? The World Kissing Championship. So what did he do every day? Well, every day, he trained and he practiced. He trained and he practiced every day. And was he a human, Socrates? No, Socrates was not human. Socrates was a cat. So how did Socrates train for the kissing championships? Well, every day, first, he did lip push-ups to make his lips strong. What did he do every day to make his lips strong? Lip push-ups. He did lip push-ups every day to make his lips strong. So why did he do lip push-ups every day? To make his lips strong. What is a lip push-up? Well, you know, a regular push-up, when for exercise, you lay on the floor with your hands on the floor, and then you push up your body. Socrates would lay on the floor on his lips, and then he would use his lips to push up his whole body. So what kind of push-ups did Socrates do each day? Socrates did lip push-ups every day. And why did Socrates do lip push-ups every day? To make his lips stronger. And why did Socrates want to make his lips stronger? So he would be a better kisser. So he would be a stronger kisser and would win the World Kissing Championships. So every day, Socrates did lip push-ups. In the beginning, he could only do 5 lip push-ups. But he continued to train and train and train, practice, practice, practice every day. And then after a few months, he could do 10. And after a few more months, he could do 20. And after a few more months, he got up to 50 lip push-ups. And then a few weeks later, 57. So he trained and he trained. How many push-ups did he eventually do with his lips? 57. He eventually got up to, reached, 57 lip push-ups. Very strong lips. What else did Socrates do each day to train and practice and prepare? Well, every day, Socrates the cat got a lip massage. Every day, he paid for a professional lip massage. What kind of massage did he pay for? Professional one. professional lip massage. So every day, he paid someone to massage his lips, rub his lips, so they would be and soft. Why did Socrates get a lip massage every day? To make his little cat lips nice and soft. Did he want his lips to be hard? No! Hard lips are not good for kissing. He wanted his lips to be soft. Strong but soft. How did he make his lips strong? Well, by doing lots of lip push-ups. How did he make his lips soft? Well, by getting a lip massage every day. But that's not all. Because each day, Socrates rubbed his lips with coconut oil. What did he rub his lips with? He rubbed his lips with coconut oil every single day. Why did he rub his lips with coconut oil? Well, to make them nice and smooth. Smooth. Why did he rub coconut oil on his lips every day? To make his lips smooth. Nice and smooth. And why did he get a lip massage every day? To make his lips soft. And why did he do lip push-ups every day? To make his lips strong. So what kind of lips did Socrates develop? He developed strong, soft, smooth lips. Oh yeah. So he trained and he trained and he trained and he got his massages every day and he put on coconut oil, rubbed it on his lips every day. And finally there was the first kissing competition. The regional championship. He had to first win the regional championship in North Dakota. North Dakota is a state in the United States. Where was the regional championship, the regional kissing championship? The regional kissing championship was in North Dakota, in the north middle part of the United States of America. So where did Socrates the cat go? He went to North Dakota. Why did he go to North Dakota? To enter the regional kissing championships. So he entered the championships and he had to, of course, kiss a beautiful woman. And the beautiful woman judged all of the contestants. A contestant is someone who enters a contest. Was Socrates a contestant in the kissing championships, the kissing contest? Yes, Socrates was a contestant. How many contestants were there total? 20,008. There were 20,008 contestants entered in the competition, entered in the championships, the regional championships. And so Socrates waited and waited for his turn. And finally, it was his chance to kiss the woman. Beautiful. Came up to the woman with his strong, soft, smooth lips. And he kissed her. Mwah! And then he looked in her eyes. And she said, "Bleh! Your breath smells like fish!" Oh no. What kind of breath did Socrates have? Socrates had fish breath. Oh no. Did Socrates have onion breath? No, he didn't have onion breath. Did his breath smell like garlic? No, Socrates didn't have garlic breath. What kind of breath did Socrates have? Fish breath. Socrates had fish breath. So what did his breath smell like? Fish. His breath smelled like fish. So did the woman, the beautiful woman, like kissing Socrates? No, she didn't. Why not? Why didn't she like kissing Socrates? She didn't like kissing Socrates because he had fish breath. So who had fish breath, the woman or Socrates? Socrates the cat had fish breath. Did he win the kissing competition, the regional kissing competition? No, 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 he did not. He lost. And he went home and he cried and he cried. Oh, he lost. He was ready to quit. But then he decided that winners never quit. So, Socrates started to train again, and he added one more thing. Every day, he brushed his teeth with mint-flavored toothpaste. Extra strength. So every day, he continued to do lip push-ups, and every day, he continued to rub his lips with coconut oil, and every day, continued to get a lip massage. In addition, every day, he also brushed his teeth with extra strength mint toothpaste. What did he use to brush his teeth with? Extra strength mint toothpaste. So every day, he brushed his teeth, brushed his teeth, brushed his teeth. His teeth became more and more clean. His breath became better. And so he went to another competition. He couldn't go to the same one again. He had to wait. Then there was one in Florida, and he went to Florida. He drove all the way from North Dakota down to Florida. And he entered another regional competition. And he waited and he waited and he waited for his turn. And then finally he came and he kissed the beautiful woman. Mwah! And she said, pretty good. Pretty good. Well, then he had to wait. And sit and wait and sit and wait for the results. And they announced the winner. And it was not Socrates. Did Socrates win the Florida competition? No, Socrates the cat did not win the Florida kissing competition. Was he a contestant in the Florida competition? Yes, he was a contestant. He entered it. But he did not win. However, he got second place. Did he get first place or second place? Well, Socrates got second place in the Florida competition. Was he happy with second place? In fact, yes, he was. He was very happy because the top two winners, the top two places, could go to the World Championships. So could he enter the World Kissing Championships? Yes, he could. He could enter the World Kissing Championships because he got second place in the Florida competition. Now, where were the World Championships? The World Championships were in Helsinki, Finland. Helsinki. So he had to get a plane ticket and fly all the way to Helsinki. Of course, he continued to train. And to get even better, he added lip yoga to his training. So every day, he stretched his mouth and he stretched his lips so they would be very flexible. What did he add to his training routine? He added daily lip yoga. Did he continue to rub coconut oil on his lips? Yes, he continued to rub coconut oil on his lips. Did he continue to do lip push-ups? Yes, he continued to do lip push-ups. Did he continue to get lip massages? Of course he did. Of course. Yes, definitely. He continued to get lip massages, but he added what? He added lip yoga to his training routine. Well, finally, the day came in Helsinki. And one by one, the contestants kissed the beautiful Finnish girl who was the judge. One by one by one. And finally, it was his turn. Walked up to the girl and he kissed her. And she said, "Oh, very nice." But unfortunately, as he was taking his lips away, he tripped and fell and knocked down the girl. What did he do? Well, as he was pulling away from the girl, he tripped. He fell down, and as he fell, he knocked down the girl. They both fell down together. Boom! The girl said, "Oh!" How did he feel? Well, of course, he felt terrible. He said, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And the girl said, "It's okay." Well, the girl was okay. She stood up and she continued judging the kissing contest. And finally, the time came to choose the world champion of kissing. And when they announced the winner, it was not Socrates. Oh no, poor Socrates. Did Socrates win the World Kissing Championship? No, he didn't. He did not win the World Kissing Championship. Why not, probably? Probably because he knocked down the judge, the girl. Did he knock her down accidentally or on purpose? Well, not on purpose. He didn't want to knock her down. It was an accident. He accidentally knocked her down. And because of this, he did not win the World Kissing Championship. Poor Socrates. All that training and practice. So, he had to go back home. Before he did, he went to the girl again and apologized to her and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I knocked you down." But she was very nice and she talked to him more. And in fact, they started to talk more and more, longer and longer. And he realized that he liked this girl. And she really liked him. She liked cats and she liked him especially. And they talked and talked for hours and hours. In fact, they talked all night long. And he stayed in Helsinki. And they began to date. And then, after months and months and months, they got married. And so even though he lost the World Kissing Championship, he got a great girl in the end. And that is the end of our story. See you next time. Bye-bye.